This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, February 10th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Christian Solidarity Worldwide reports that officials in Eritrea, Africa, released 70 evangelical and Orthodox Christians from 3 prisons over the last couple of weeks. Authorities held many of the believers without charge or trial for up to 12 years. 6 women who were released had been caught worshiping the one true God in public. The Muslim-majority nation is ranked 6th on the Open Doors World Watch list of nations where it is most difficult to be a Christian. Tens of thousands of people took to the streets of the Southeast Asian nation of Myanmar on Sunday. Citizens are protesting last week's military coup and calling for the release of their elected leader, Aung San Suu Kyi. It was the largest protest in the country since the 2007 Saffron Revolution that drew bloody crackdowns. Myanmar General Min Aung Hlaing leads the current coup. He was set to step down this year at age 65. Apparently, he wasn't ready to release control after 10 years as commander-in-chief. The United Nations has called for an investigation of the dictator for genocide and war crimes. Proverbs 29 verse 2 says, "When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when a wicked man rules, the people groan." The Australian state of Victoria passed a bill last week that bans so-called conversion therapy, even if the individual is experiencing unwanted attraction to their own gender or no longer wants to identify as the opposite gender. So-called suppression acts could get someone in prison for 10 years or fined $10,000. Victoria, Australia appears hell-bent on encouraging sexually perverted lifestyles. Offending practices include, quote, a religious practice, including but not limited to a prayer-based practice, a deliverance practice, or an exorcism, end quote. The state of Queensland passed a similar bill last year in Australia. Indonesia, a Muslim-majority nation, approved a Protestant Christian as their next national police chief last month. Listio Sigit Prabowo is now the 3rd evangelical to hold the position in the world's largest Muslim nation. The new police chief said he would focus on police transparency and dealing with intolerance and radicalism. The U.S. Senate started a second impeachment trial against former President Donald Trump yesterday. Last month, the House of Representatives charged Trump with inciting insurrection and causing the riot that stormed the Capitol on January 6th. Here is Democratic Congressman Hakeem Jeffries of New York on MSNBC.
This is an open and shut case. We all have heard the president's inflammatory rhetoric throughout the duration of the final few months of his presidency. We all know that the president lied about the election, said that it was stolen from him, held Stop the Steal rallies, perpetrated the big lie that resulted in the mob coming to Washington, which he summoned. He then inflamed and incited the mob and then directed them to march on the Capitol. And we saw what happened with deadly consequences, a violent attack on the citadel of our democracy.
Trump's attorneys say he acted under his First Amendment rights and that the impeachment attempt is unconstitutional. Here is David Schoen, President Trump's attorney, from the Senate floor.
On the day following the January 6th riot, the House leadership cynically sensed a political opportunity to score points against the outgoing then-President Trump, and the Speaker demanded that Vice President Pence invoke the 25th Amendment, threatening immediate impeachment for the President if Mr. Pence did not comply with this extraordinary and extraordinarily wrong demand. 4 days later, on January 11th, 2021, the instant article of impeachment was introduced in the House. Speaker Pelosi then gave the Vice President another ultimatum, threatening to begin impeachment proceedings within 24 hours if he did not comply. Vice President Pence rejected Speaker Pelosi's demand, favoring instead adherence to the Constitution and the best interests of the nation over a politically motivated threat. On January 12th, Speaker Pelosi announced who the 9 impeachment managers would be, And on January 13th, 2021, just days after holding a press conference to announce the launching of an inquiry, the House adopted the article of impeachment, completing the fastest impeachment inquiry in history and according President Trump, no due process at all. To say there was a rush to judgment by the House would be a grave understatement.
An abortion mill in Beverly Hills, California, shut down at the end of last year. They vacated their offices last month. The Sinai Women's Center was also known as the Abortion Clinic to the Stars. The killing center catered to the upper class in California, charging at least double the national average. The mill's abortionist, Josefa Selitz, even offered private abortions for Hollywood celebrities. Psalm 73, verses 12 and 18 says, "Behold, these are the ungodly, who are always at ease. They increase in riches. Surely you set them in slippery places. You cast them down to destruction." Republican Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds lifted coronavirus restrictions in the state this week. The order lifts a mask mandate, social distancing, and limits on social gatherings. The proclamation encourages individual responsibility instead of mandating behavior. Arizona Christian University reports that support for socialism in the U.S. reached its lowest point after the 2020 presidential election. 32% of American adults prefer socialism to capitalism now, down from 41% 2 years ago. Those who embraced a biblical worldview were the least likely to support socialism. Psalm 146, verse 3 says, "Do not put your trust in princes, nor in a son of man, in whom there is no help." And finally, the Heritage Foundation, a conservative think tank, announced last week that former Vice President Mike Pence will join the organization as a distinguished visiting fellow. Pence said, quote, "I look forward to rolling up my sleeves and working with the all-star team at Heritage as we continue to take the case for a strong national defense, free markets, and traditional values to policymakers across the nation and to every American who cherishes our heritage of freedom," end quote. The Heritage Foundation worked closely with the Trump administration on policy issues like conservative judge appointments, pro-life legislation, tax cuts, and Middle East peace deals. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, February 10th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.